feel like I'm an expert in Facebook Lives at all. However, I've had a year under my belt and I've learned some stuff and I want to share that much with you. So I'm maybe a little farther ahead of you on the journey. And I was just today, Ram, and I was so excited. So I just started using Facebook Lives about a year ago. And our numbers at womenspeakers.com in January have already tripled last year's connection numbers for planners connecting with speakers, tripled. And that is one of the major changes that I made is this past year doing Facebook Lives. So this has always been a big site. And now it's really experienced a lot of growth just in this year. So there's so much potential there. I want to take a little bit before I start in the technical stuff and then we'll have time. I'm going to share my screen actually just show you how I do it and that kind of thing in just a few minutes. But what I want to start with, I want to start with the problematic topic of self-promotion because any of us who love Jesus want to promote Jesus and not ourselves. And so one of my favorite things is working with all these Christian women speakers at womenspeakers.com. There's over 1,000 speakers and everybody hates the part where they have to get a professional headshot and they have to put up their little bio. And it's like pulling teeth to get everybody to say what's really awesome about them because they don't want to talk like that. It feels bad. So I just want to start with that and help us kind of get over that hump first. 87% of our polled featured speakers at womenspeakers.com say that they hate self-promotion. This is just so natural. If you are a daughter of the King, this just is how you feel about it. And I can remember in years past thinking, the last thing I want to do is look at my face anymore. I never want to look at my face again. I have looked at my photo. I have edited it. I have edited my website. I have done these, you know, pictures and I'm so sick of looking at me. I just want to look at Jesus and I want everybody else to look at Jesus. But the reality is that they are, they're looking at the Jesus that is flowing through you. So it is Jesus as personified in Marnie, Cindy, Felice, in each of you. And he is so proud of you. And he loves you so much. He made you exactly like you are because he needs the world to hear his love, his message through your voice. So I want to just use this first little part to just encourage you that it's okay. Then we'll go ahead and do it. In Luke 10:14, he says, take a low seat. When you get to somewhere and you don't know where your position is supposed to be, take a low seat. Don't go straight to the top spot. Take a low seat. And if it's time for you to be honored, you'll be moved to the top spot. So in that story, I just get the reality that first of all, somebody's going to be in the top spot every time. Our job is not to worry about if it's our turn or not. Our spot is to be available and just to be there and to be at whatever spot he wants us to be on that day in that place. So whenever I go into a speaking engagement, for example, I bring myself under the authority of whoever's in charge of that engagement. So me personally, when I'm worshiping at my home church, my hands will go up and I'll maybe clap or say amen out loud or whatever. But if that's not happening around me at an event, I won't do it there. I will just humble myself to be in the situation that I'm in under the authority I'm under. And this allows so much peace in the body of Christ and it allows me to be fully me to the extent that I can be in that setting. And that's okay if you're not always able to be fully yourself. So as you're doing some of these different, maybe social media posts or things like that, maybe you're like, this is me, but I would do it differently if, you know, if it was a different situation. That's just normal. That's how every day is. We're going to be conscious of the people around us and do things that are okay for them as well. When my kids were little and they would try to be funny or play a joke on each other, I would always teach them, it's only funny if everybody thinks it's funny. It's not funny if you're hurting somebody else and everybody else laughs. That's not okay. If the person who got hurt, then it's not okay to have everybody else be laughing. So when we're looking at these social media things and putting stuff out in front of people, just remember, be where you are, be under the authority you're under, and do the best you can in that setting. At womenspeakers.com, we use our key verse is Proverbs 27:2, which is let another man praise you and not your own lips. And so I encourage you as often as possible to get recommendations and let other people give you praise instead of you sitting online honking your own horn. It just isn't as valuable, and it isn't, you know, it's scripturally, it's okay for you to get other people to do that for you. Matthew 13:23 encourages us to not hide our talents under the ground. You know, with the story of Jesus giving the guys the talents, and some of them went out and invested them, and one guy, he hid his. And the master was very displeased with that. So once again, be courageous that you're not supposed to hide it, even if it feels a little, weird to put yourself out there. You are the only you that the world will ever know, and God created you for such a time as this. Philippians 1:15-17 talks about, even if you get it wrong, if you're doing it with a heart to please Jesus, just do it. And don't worry about it, even if you get it wrong. It's still got value. So he's talking about, there's people that are out there and they're not talking about Jesus the way that the disciples would have liked them to. They're kind of using a subversive or a back way around. And the response there was, as long as they're talking about Jesus, there's some value in it. So don't worry about getting it all perfect before you begin. You're never actually going to get it perfect. Although every once in a while, you'll have a moment where you think, wow, I think that was almost like perfect. But most of the time, it's not going to feel like that. Most of the time, you're going to, you know, look at it and wish you could have done something different or responded a little differently or had something else happen there. And that's okay. That's just life. So as with that, I want to go ahead and share my screen for just a few minutes. And then the rest of the time, we're going to open up for questions and take it from there. So here we go with a shared screen. And I'm going to start with, I'm going to start here. So I'm the web host of womenspeakers.com. And so what I'm going to be talking to you about is how I use Facebook Live for womenspeakers.com. Okay, so if I go over to my Facebook page, when I'm here at the Women Speakers page, I love to share posts that include as many of them as possible. And however this is for you, for each of you, it might be really different how you could do that. Some of you, it's going to be really obvious how you can include other people. Some of you, it's not so obvious. But if you can have pictures with your children, with your friends, with the people you're ministering to or with animals, whatever it takes, what you want to do is you don't want to have it always just be your face. So your face is okay. But the reality is that we are creatures that like variety. And so seeing a variety is helpful. And for my ministry, collaboration is huge. And so I try to put the faces of others out here often instead of just my own face. So over on the left-hand side, then here's where my videos show up. And I just want to scroll down so you can see that, you know, the videos that we're doing most recently now are getting, you know, close to 1,000 views each. This is free publicity, basically. You can boost them and get more publicity. I think I've got a boosted one down here somewhere. We boosted this one to get a couple thousand, but you know, some of it, it's a big variety. Here's a 239, a 644, 297, 851. This was another boosted one, 9,000 views on that one. 233, 201. So you can see the numbers are getting bigger as we go along. And if you notice here, the lowest number is just me. this one's just me. It's actually Deb comes in on it for 926, but this one is just a message from me. And that's the lowest one. So it really pays, if you can, it pays to go ahead and have other people with you. Whether you're interviewing them or they're interviewing you, it just brings more life and fun and action into the thing. It's kind of like the difference between right now we can all see, you know, we can see each other and we're all here together versus my face taking up the whole screen for an hour. It just feels completely different. Okay, so I want to next, I want to share with you how I actually host them, and then I'm going to open it up for questions because I'm not even sure what you want to ask. So I use Be Live. It's Be, the website, I can't see it because it's under my share. Hang on 1 second. Let me just peek here because I think it's be.liv. No, it's Be Live. Isn't that funny? It's under my thing, so I can't get at it. It is. It's b.live.tv. Okay. And when you go there, then you can set up an account. And this is just some of my stuff. So you can see, this was the template that I used before. I had all in 2019, I had the same template for all my lives where I made an icon that had the image of the guest on it, and then the details that they can share that on their social media. Now in this year, I've changed to this format where it's very much the picture of the guest instead. What happens is when you set it up, you'll have a destination. This is where the viewers will come to see it. And then on the back side, this is where the guest and I log in. I connect my camera here. She comes in and shows up over here. And this is her link for that. And then we're able to do, you know, a few different controls over on the side. I've really enjoyed Be Live. For me personally, it was an answer to prayer. I don't have an iPhone, and I'm not super, for all my technical stuff that I do, I'm not super tech savvy. I'm just not. And so Be Live was really easy to get started for me. And it's pretty easy to manage. It has a little bit of a learning curve. The guest has to download Chrome browser. You can't do it in Firefox or Explorer. It'll be glitchy. And also, it doesn't work very well on cell phones. It says it does, but it doesn't. It sometimes drops the guest if they're on a cell phone. So those are kind of the caveats. There's a small monthly fee. I'm thinking it's $25 a month. I can't remember. But what's really nice about it is once it's done, then you can, and maybe I will share my screen one more time real quick right here. Once it's done, you can, let me see if I can get back to my Facebook here. If you pull this up, I'm just going to turn it off for a second. If you pull this up over on the right-hand side, which is under this right now, there's three dots. And over here, one of the choices that you have is that you can actually download your video, and then you can re-upload it to YouTube, to your website, to wherever you want it to be. For the speakers, they can upload it to their own profile under their resources. So those are kind of the benefits of that. All right. So Cindy, let's go ahead and have you unmute and start us off with what's an obvious question that you have. And again, I don't feel like I'm such an expert on this, but maybe I'm far enough ahead of you that I can I can answer some simple questions.
Okay. Well, first of all, anybody else that wants to unmute and ask any of your questions, you are not rude to jump in. I promise we'll pull it back. And there, it's hard because sometimes there is that delay between screens here, but you're not rude to jump in. I just really want you guys to jump in and ask your questions. Okay, Marnie, I've done a few Facebook Lives, and I do like that you just showed Be Live because what my goal is, I want to be working smarter, not harder. Yes. and so even the thought of, okay, going live on Facebook, it seems to be Facebook is one of my spaces that works well for me, but there's all these different opportunities for going live and putting your videos in places. Help us kind of first troubleshoot. Should we be on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, our website? What do you think about that?
I wrote a book years ago called Sane, S-A-N-E, Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day. And my premise the whole time, and what I do with social media still to this date, is I keep it to a very minimum. Even though I would say I'm highly involved, I'm not spending very much time on it at all. What I have always done is I've said, where are your people hanging out? Like, where are you getting invited to interact? So if you've got, I was just talking to a speaker earlier today, and she said her Twitter just blew up. She said, I don't even know how that happened, but she went from like nothing to 95,000 just super fast on Twitter. Well, she should focus on Twitter. You know what I mean? So where are your people finding you? Where are they hanging out? Go where they are. I know, Felice, you've mentioned that Pinterest is just huge for you guys. And that's kind of changed in the last few years. So where your people are is where you should be. And you're typically going to be at anywhere from 3 to 5 places. And that's going to be different depending on what you're doing. Like for me in the professional realm, like the radio show, LinkedIn is very important to me. For the Christian women speakers, LinkedIn and Facebook are the big ones. So it just kind of depends. Like Felice, maybe can you address homeschoolers, Pinterest, and what, Instagram?
For us, okay, so the whole purpose of social media is to get somebody somewhere, right? So like if you're building community, then yes, you're going to probably want to do Facebook Live and be on Facebook. For us, we're trying to get traffic to a place. So our place is the website and get people to listen to Christian podcasts on the Christian Network or homeschool podcasts. So we found that with homeschoolers, especially, visual works really well. So for us, we were shocked when Pinterest was edging out Facebook in traffic. And so we realized, you know, early on that there were some things that we put in place with our podcast that if you go to another podcasting page or another podcaster, they don't do what we do. And we did this one little tweak that worked for us. I have an Instagram and it's being run. I am not personally on Instagram myself doing anything. I am on Facebook. That's where I'll interact the most. And I love LinkedIn, depending on what you want. Right. LinkedIn is your business card. It is your, help me out here, what, resume. It's your resume. So I can hire just off LinkedIn. Okay, somebody's, maybe we need to move some of the mics just a little bit while we're doing this. So yeah. I have been hired on LinkedIn and people have found me because of my podcast, even one that I haven't been on for a while, and also LinkedIn. So again, it depends on, you know, Cindy, I can so see you on Facebook because you're very active there and, you know, that's great. So I think that that's, you know, depending again, it really, really depends on what you like. I personally like Twitter, but that's not where our traffic is. I had built my Twitter to quite a bit. Twitter works really well if you're upset with like the cable people. I hashtag Twitter for what my daughter who wasn't getting any response from, a big company for her dishwasher. So, I mean, there's a lot of people on there, but again, it depends on what your focus is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's good. Now, how do you, okay, I'm going to ask one step and then I'm going to ask a few other questions here. And you guys keep sending the questions. okay, so say Facebook is your main space. Would you repurpose the material for like, say, YouTube, your website, so on and so forth?
So you're going to download it. You're going to download it and then you're going to reuse it. Right. So I download it. I upload it to YouTube. And a lot of people prefer Vimeo, but YouTube or Vimeo, whichever one you want to go. I stick with YouTube just because it's the Google station. So I feel like it has better search engine results just because it's owned by Google. It makes sense.
It is the number two search engine.
Right. So I use, but wherever you put it, then from there you can share it anywhere. So then I reshare it on Twitter and LinkedIn and all over. And also you can put it in your newsletter and you can, you know, I mean, it, once you have it, then you've got it and, you know, and then you can use it in multiple ways from there.
I love it. Okay, now here is a question. How long should the lives be? What is your recommendation? Like, where do you cross from a Facebook Live into, say, a webinar or, say, into a summit? You know, give us some.
So Be Live has literally done 6-hour Facebook Lives.
Whoa.
Thousands of people watching.
So I can do this.
Anything you want. My number for me is 15 minutes. Most people can give me 15 minutes. Some of mine, I do 2 minutes. Facebook itself says 3 minutes is the least amount that they want you to do if you really want the highest viewership. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes allows it to start running and for people to actually see it long enough in their feed to possibly join you. Mm-hmm. And so they say 3 minutes is golden, but really sky's the limit. You can use it for whatever you want. You can totally use it for a webinar if you want to. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you dividing things in yours by category, or are you just putting them all as video?
So I'll show you again here.
Yeah.
So Facebook itself is going to categorize them all together in video.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second here. It's on the left bar and it's just a category over here, video.
Okay.
So within that you can do, you know, video libraries, you can create a different library in there and you can do video insights. And so you can put keywords in here and when people come to your video section, they can search just your video section for a keyword, which is super nice too.
Okay.
So if you want to, you can do more sorting than that, but otherwise it's going to all be in that video bin to begin with.
Mm, very nice. Very nice. Okay. Questions?
Let's see. I have a question.
Hey, jump Michelle. In.
Yay. Hello. Hello. And I'm picking up my child. So if I go dark, you know what happened. I have actually two questions. One is it better do you want to create the video in a group or a page? And then the other question is there a way to overlay typed words so that people can read? Because like a lot of times I'm looking at live video on my phone in the middle of the night or something. And so I'm more apt to look at a live if I can read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So typically you're not going to be able to do that independently. If you're going to have words going across, you're going to have an assistant with you. Let me just show you again. Let me share your, the Be Live, which is the one I use. And when you're back out here at your, hang on 1 second here. When you're back out here at, oh goodness. I think it'll come here. And I want to create a broadcast here, create a broadcast. I can do a solo that's just me. I can do an interview that's me and one person, or I can do a talk show. So if you want anything fancy like overlays, you're going to do a talk show. But I would have to fill all this out. So I'm not going to do that right now. But once you get into the talk show, I think you can have 6 screens, I believe, at a time. And that will allow you to have somebody prepping a screen while you're on. And so then they can bring text on over the top or text up beside or whatever. If you want to do the type of program where you've got it all polished and you've got all that done in advance, you actually create the video yourself. And then you share that screen, you actually pull it up as a live and you're still there chatting with them, but you're not talking. So what I never could do and never, I don't think I ever will be able to do is manage all of that at the same time. It's just too much to try to speak clearly and articulate and get text going and answer questions like that. So the group one, the talk show one is great for anything that's more elaborate than just a one-on-one interview. Use the talk show format and then yes, you can accomplish that.
Can you turn on captions as well?
You can put captions on, you can bring in extra guests. Anybody that has that login link and has Chrome and a Facebook account can join you there. So yes.
Yeah, that captions piece I think is great.
Pretty important.
Oh yeah, it's helpful.
So do you do that on a on a Facebook page or a group?
I'm using it in a group. And I believe it would also work on a page. It does not work very well on an individual page, like on a personal page. Definitely want it to have use it on something that's more business level interactions.
Okay.
The other thing is you can't boost it on a personal page where you can boost it on a page or group.
Okay, great.
You know what I mean by boost? Do you know what I mean by boost, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a paid ad for those who may not know. Yeah. So you would pay a certain amount and then target your audience. And then that would work out well.
What's nice about Facebook, it's kind of like how Google was when it just started. So when I started womenspeakers.com, Google was pretty new too, and 2002. So I was able to do Google ads for, you know, 10, 15 bucks would get me a whole bunch of traffic. Not anymore. Now you're paying an arm and a leg for those ads. Now Facebook is kind of there. It won't be here forever. It will change. It will get more expensive. But for right now, it's really an economical way to drive traffic.
Here's a question. I'm going to jump in so I don't lose it. Thoughts on Teachable. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, Teachable, the website?
Yes. That was a question. Yes.
Think so.
I'm more familiar with Udemy. Is that the same? Is it like an online educational center? You can buy classes and courses.
Christina, you want to jump in and ask that?
Teachable.
Okay. Since I asked that question, I'll jump in.
Okay.
My little guy's in the room with me, so he starts talking, I'll mute myself again. Well, Teachable is a place that you can have like classes and host printables and have videos and so forth. Mm-hmm. Most of them I don't believe are live. Right. I think they're pre-recorded.
So I'm going to say for Udemy as well, once you've got a product that you're selling like that, you probably don't want to have it be so a live quality like this. You know, you'll have somebody popping in with noise in the background and everything's, you know, it's very human. It's just very live versus a classroom setting, a TV setting. You know, on TV, sometimes you'll take it several times before they get the one they want. In a classroom setting, you can retake, you can splice. So maybe you're explaining something and it gets long, you can just redo it and make it short. You want in a classroom setting that you're actually selling it, you want it that way. If you're selling though, the replay of a webinar, or for example, this set here that goes into a set like that, it's okay. As long as the expectation of the user is that it's live, you'll be just fine. People love live. We all are. It's a totally different world than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, everybody would have been like, wow, you know, I can see their backgrounds and they're just real people. I just want to look at perfect people. That's what we were all used to. But now we're kind of liking this, that we have a little more feel of humanity and we're feeling very connected to one another in our real lives and in our real faces, our real settings. And so it's okay now, as long as it's the expectation. So with women, for sure, women, expectations are huge with women. As long as they expect what you give them, they will be happy with what you give them, even if it's just a little something. But if they expected something bigger or different than what you give them, even if you gave them something awesome, it's just too hard for us to get our brains around that change real quickly. And we spend a lot of time processing the unmet expectation instead of enjoying the gift that we got. So with women, you're building that expectation is really important. And making sure that people know in advance how it's going to be so that once they get there, they're going to enjoy it instead of struggling the whole time with, oh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Hey, Donna, you're unmuted. Do you want to ask a question? I'm not sure. if she does or not. Okay. One of the things with Teachable, I have participated in conferences where they sold stuff through Teachable. So it is pre-recorded and then they upload it there and then you can purchase it like it's a venue almost, so that people can purchase the set through that. So most of the time when they use Teachable, it's not necessarily a gimmick, but people tend to only have it available for a short amount of time so they can get their sales and then the videos are gone. Whereas in the old days, you know, Cindy, I'm thinking Expo, where it was a lifetime forever membership. Even my membership sites now are only 1 year because you don't want to keep that content available and people are, you know, sharing their logins and things. You know, we would hope that they don't. But that happens. And then if it's only available for a short amount of time, it's amazing how many tickets they sell quickly, right? So that's one of the things they do. So like I said, my videos that were on Teachable, I was able to do that, those same videos for someone else, because I knew that they had been taken down by the previous person. So
I think one of the things that's kind of bubbling to the surface here as we're talking is what a lovely opportunity a Facebook Live is as an entry point to video, because the expectations are quite low, actually. They're just whatever you bring to it, that's what you brought to it. And that's every level is out there. So you just have, you know, it's a place to start and you can always pull something down later if you don't like it. If it didn't go well, just delete it, hide it from your timeline. You don't have to leave it up there, but it's a good place to start. The one thing I do encourage you, and I think I'm going to share my screen again. I hadn't thought about this in advance, but I want to just show you how to get at, if I can get up to my top here, I'll just go to it from here. So if we go womenspeakers.com/, and then it's radio. Oh, come on. I wonder if it was at marnie.com. Hang on 1 second. Let me see if I can find this. I just put it up recently here. There it is. Okay. Radio show guest guidelines. So at this page, you can download how to get on my radio show. Mm-hmm. And I was just gonna show this to you because it gives people an idea of what they can talk about in a Be Live. And having some kind of a document like this made up for yourself and your guests is gonna really help to streamline the lives. So for mine, I asked them to submit 5 to 8 aha quotes that meet these requirements. They have to be original to them in concept or word order. They should do a Google search for their exact quote and make sure they're not plagiarizing. They need to be biblically sound. They must align with scriptural tenets. They have to be transformational, reflect a changed perspective. They should be short, ideally one short sentence. They should be shareable. It's one thing for you to understand it. It's another thing for others to understand it enough to share it. And then it should be storied. Practice a 120-second backstory explanation or analogy for each talk point. So this is my Facebook Live how-to right here for the guests that are coming on. And then the rest of this sheet is for the radio show guests and kind of explains what they will be expected to do. Having some kind of a document like that is going to really help to clarify why you're doing it, what you're doing it, and what you're doing actually, and what you expect from your guests. If you want to just come on and have a conversation, that's okay. But people are very busy. And so if they don't know what they're going to get out of this, they're less likely to attend and to stay tuned in.
Very good. True. I love that. That's very helpful. So the next question that I'm seeing, if I miss your question, just resend it to me or jump on, is what's the difference between the live feed versus the program you're using? They're the same, right?
But the program I'm using is a live feed. The only way it happens is live feed. I also have a program on my computer that I can create a video in advance. That's a totally different thing. So Be Live TV is just live.
Okay. But it helps you also to have the replays, and you've got the ability to have more than one person or a whole panel of people.
That's right, cool. Right. You can download it. And even, I mean, you can even download several of them, use your video editing on your computer to clip it and create a different video that's a collage of things that you've done.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Anybody else?
While we're waiting, let me show you, I'm going to show you one of the ways. So whatever you're doing, remember to repurpose as much as possible. And if we go to marnie.com, we've got our guest for this week, for tomorrow, is Denise Adcock, okay? And so she's here at my website. She's also, if I click through here, it'll take me to the blog talk homepage of where she'll be. And then she's also going to show up in my blog if everything worked right, and it didn't, so she doesn't, but she will probably tomorrow. So when she'll show up here probably tomorrow morning then. So she'll also show up here, and it'll have her talk points down here. So anytime you can reuse it, then when I go to promote it, right during the program or right before the program starts, we'll promote it. It will actually pull up this picture and the talk points to help promote it. What you're trying to do with everything you're doing is hit as large of an audience as possible with as few steps as possible. So to have it be highly search engine optimized, you want to have that keyword, you know, the keywords throughout it, whatever the topic's about. And then you want to have it all pointing back and forth to your site, to your Facebook, to your blog, you know, to your radio show. All of that should be working together kind of in a, I call it a spin when it starts to spin. So, you know, a top and you spin it and it tips over and it tips over until you have a smooth surface. And then when you spin it, it goes. So that's what we're kind of looking for, is it's going to be a while. You'll feel like, you know, it's kind of clunky and it's not really working, but then all of a sudden it will start to work and it will feel like a spin where you can kind of relax a little bit. It's hooked up, it's working, it's hitting the different points, and you're getting the visibility that you need.
That's really good. Okay, so someone wants to begin today. What do you recommend for the process? Like, okay, so we've got this idea, I want to do this.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend for the process of kind of just getting going?
If I was going to start today, I would probably do a process similar to this. This is typically what I do. I usually write up a mission vision statement for my new projects so that I'm super clear about what I'm doing. And I teach one at marnie.com. There's mission vision training over there for you personally, for your ministry, your business. And then I do a very shortened version. Once you've done it a couple times, you can really speed through it. I would get very clear about what you're doing and who you're doing it for and why you're doing it, and what you hope to accomplish and all of that. If you don't do that first, then you're just, it's going to be a long time until you figure out what's going on. And you'll probably quit because you just don't, you know, nobody's watching, you know, it's just frustrating. It's time and it's not really working. But if you get very clear about your mission and vision, then you're ready to actually go. After I'm super clear about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and who it's for, then I would go ahead and set up that document that's just going to explain it in five simple steps or however, whatever it takes to just say, this is what it is. If you're joining me, this is your responsibility. Then I would go with Be Live TV, because honestly, I tried a bunch of different stuff and Be Live is the one I liked. Now you can use Zoom as well. Zoom is definitely an option. I really liked Be Live, and I'm not even sure why I liked it. I think the reason I liked it is because it didn't take an extra login. People can just show up at Facebook and it's right there for them. They don't have to agree to anything. They don't have to sign anything. They don't have to get any emails. It's just right there. And so you just give them the link. And then while it's live, it's showing up. And so I love that about Be Live. So you set that up. And even before you set that up, so there's a piece right in here that you have to create some kind of an icon that you can send to your guest or use yourself to promote it. You want to tell people that this is going to happen. And when you're scheduling your live, you have to have some kind of an image out there. So the more eye-catching it can be, the better. It should definitely have pictures of people on it and some words. If you're going to try to do an ad with Facebook, the less words, the better. And there's even there's a place where you can check. I'll maybe try to put that in before we're done here. I'll put the link in for the tester page for the ad, if it can qualify for an ad. I don't worry about that on my own icons because it's so few words that it doesn't tell any information. So I prefer to not boost it at that stage, to not boost the promo and to have the promo tell people what it is, link it over, and then go ahead and get started doing it. So I hope that's, does that sound reasonable?
Very reasonable.
Good.
Anybody have any questions in any of that? Okay, here is, let's see, I'm trying to, okay, let me just ask this. Did you say how you plan out what to do and say, something like maybe a storyboard or a journal to organize and plan? Do you have a plan like that?
So the very nature of a live is going to be that you're not going to have it completely scripted, because honestly, this looks really dumb, is to read it and have it be exactly the way you planned. So it kind of defeats the purpose of a live. If you're going to do that, then have a webinar, have a screen that has your picture on it, not your picture, but the picture of, you know, your PowerPoint slide. And then you be in the back reading exactly what you want to say and having it, you know, reading it with energy and all that. So if you want it to be picture perfect, like for Teachable or Udemy or a webinar, that's the way to go about that. But if you're going to do a live, you want it to have, you know, a lot of flexibility and flow to it, a lot of conversation. If, like, for example, 15 minutes flies by, it flies by. You don't get very much time in there at all. So you want to just say to your guest and to your own brain, short answers, sound bites instead of long stories. So we've been going here for 46 minutes and we've been able to cover a lot of ground. But if it's a 15 minute, it's going to feel like you're just barely got going and you're done. So you want to have some kind of a plan to open it, close it, and then what are you going to try to get covered in the middle? And that's what your little sheet of paper is going to be. So if you have a plan, that's it. A real rough talk point plans. Like for my guests, 5 to 8 aha moments, aha quotes that they share. And we usually get through anywhere from 4 to 5, sometimes all 8, but very rarely.
Oh yeah, that's really helpful. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to see if I see anything else. Jump in, you guys.
I'm looking up that link for the Facebook test too here.
Okay, here's another one. So when you record a Facebook Live, you can post it to YouTube, create a blog post. She said, Julie says, I think some people also use it as a podcast episode too, right?
Absolutely. Now that's a little tricky. So last year when I started, that's what I was planning on doing. And I actually did, but it took a lot of editing because you actually talk different when you can see each other than when you're on the radio. You speak differently. You say like what I'm doing right here, or an example would be, you know, when you're giving examples, you maybe are using your hands, or, you know, you're doing things that you have to look at, or you say, it's so great to see you, which you would never say if you're doing a radio interview. So it required more editing than I thought it would. It became a little cumbersome to me. So we kind of switched away from that, but yes, it's doable. Just know that it's going to take a little more effort. At this moment, I'm going to just paste that link for the Facebook ad, ad tester into the chat here. Okay. There you go.
Of course, it could be a vlog, a video blog, you know, for that matter, a video podcast.
Oh yeah. If you use it as a video blog, I mean, just copy and paste it into your, so do you guys, maybe let me just share my screen again. So if you have something like a Weebly or, there's so many different kinds of hosts now that are, you know, point and shoot. So for example, when I'm here, just let me get in here for a second and just show you. On my Weebly, if I wanted to add a video in here, It's just so simple. And if you don't have a website already, you know, I just encourage you to use one of these wizards that make it super easy for you to use. So if I wanted to put a video in here, let me just scroll down a little bit and do one. If I want to put a video, let's say I want to put a video right in here, I just go down on the left part here and I grab embed code. I just drag this in here wherever I want it to be. I go to YouTube, I get that code, I put it right in here and boom, I'm done. So you can do that in a, you can do that in a, you know, in a blog. You can do that, you know, you can do that wherever you want to. You can always embed that video wherever you want it to be.
If they wanted it to be an RSS feed, it would need to be an MP4 format.
And that's what you're downloading is MP4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good deal. I love this. How concerned should we be with being dolled up? I'm not a dolled up kind of gal.
You know what I think? The most important thing is that you're authentic. Mm. So if you always see me looking like this online and you see me looking completely differently somewhere else, that's not going to work. One of the things I've asked, like I've traveled around the world with speakers who've known me online for years, and I've asked them each, how am I compared to what you expected me to be like? Mm-hmm. And everybody's always said the same thing. Exactly. You're just exactly what I expected you to be like. That's how it should be, that you are very authentic in your communication, because that's actually how God created you, however that is. And if he does want you to have a ministry that's being like on video or whatever, you can be yourself and he'll just draw the people to you. It doesn't matter. I mean, you think about some of the voices on radio over the years, some of the voices that you're like, how did that voice ever get big? You know, some of the voices were really scratchy or, you know, just almost an irritating sound. And yet they had a huge following because they were just authentic to who they were. So I think not to worry about trying to be like somebody else or dress it up. Like for me, I've got a backdrop behind me because my office is literally in our master bedroom. That's where my office is. And that's just not appropriate for who I am. I'm like the director of this huge site. So it's not appropriate for my bed to be showing up every time I'm online. But at the same time, you know, if that doesn't matter for what you're doing, if that's more authentic to you, it doesn't matter. So just as long as it's authentic to you and congruent with who you are and what you're doing, that's the key.
I totally agree. And, you know, I mentioned this yesterday in our session that I think that that comes back to that homework for a period of time of what community or what tribe are we building? You know, they're more than likely going to be attracted to you because you have something that they really want. They enjoy that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That they get it. They feel like that they are like you. They feel at home with you. I don't see a lot of people that are able to build long-term businesses or ministries that are not really authentic, like you're talking about. So, I mean, whatever that looks like for you. And I say also, like I said yesterday, I feel like God really kind of spoke it better. He gave me the words for what I was thinking of. It's not just where we are today. It's also where we're going. You know, right. People that can go on journey with us, that can sojourn with us. So I don't think you have to be afraid of being yourself. What was that? We don't have to be afraid of being ourselves at all, because I believe that people are going to love you guys, and I think that they're going to love being with you. Lord knows, years ago, someone asked me, like, well, they actually called me to tell me that I was being too personal, which kind of is like, to me, so wow. You know, if anybody knows me, they know me as being very personal, very I let you in to my life. But that's the way, I mean, I have to get into yours if I'm going to be able to really help you. So who am I to go stand up here in this lofty place and you know, bark out ideas or whatever? I want the community, the commune, that communing together. But they told me that I had gotten kind of a national spotlight, and that I need to be aware that I didn't need to be so personal. And I listened, of course, because I'm not going to dishonor someone that I admire so much because they're pretty famous. However, I said, okay, I really appreciate this. However, my claim to fame is I'm in the trenches. And it's just when I had to revisit my branding again, or revisit who I am and what I'm about and what I'm going to be doing, I have to go back to that's who I am. I'm never going to pretend like I'm something I'm not. Now, I'm not going to come out here and just allow that a license to go fleshing out either. That's not me either. And I hope that that's less and less of me as I go along. But I think that you're really onto something with the authenticity is a big deal. Most people want that.
I think one thing too that you brought up is really important. The more you put yourself out there, the more you are a target for people to air their own thoughts and ideas at. So just in the last week, and this is really unusual for me, but in the last week, I found out that there were three completely separate women that I have offended over the past 6 months, and I didn't know about any of them. And I certainly didn't do it on purpose to any of them. And I have conversations either in the past or coming up with each of them. But just know that when you put yourself out there, people will see what you're doing. Sometimes as offensive or something that they are struggling with, or that you even literally hurt them. You just have to keep running. I always just say doing it for an audience of one. You know, I'm doing this for Jesus. And if that's part of the path, then I have to walk down that. I mean, I never want to hurt anybody. That's just not me. I'm just not an offensive person. But that literally, if I do offend someone, or if they feel offended by me, even if I can't even see how it could have happened, I want to take responsibility for that follow up. But just know that it's okay. It's just part of it. It's kind of like if you never had kids, a child would never say, I hate you, mommy. But having kids would just set you up to hear that every once in a while. And so you just have to go back and you just have to work it through and take responsibility for your part of it and for whatever you can do to ease their discomfort. And just, it's part of it. So don't be surprised if somebody doesn't just love you.
Yeah.
It's just part of it.
I love it. Okay, now Donna is saying, hello, ladies. Glad to jump in today, and we're glad you're here too. She says, I've done lives for a full year, no program, but just straight lives to minister in on most Mondays, and then used to let people watch me paint, which is the other part of my ministry and business. I have 750 followers, but for some reason, even with the boost, the only peeps that respond are the friends and the locals I know, not those typically living elsewhere. Any ideas on why? That's a really great question, Donna.
Well, we covered it kind of early, and maybe you weren't here, but I just encourage you to bring somebody else into them. So a one-man band is just not as eye-catching as a conversation or two or more people. It's just the nature of how we are. And obviously there's a place for it. Every Sunday, our pastor stands up by himself on the platform, and we will watch, next weekend at the conference, we're going to have individual speakers up in front. And so there's definitely a place for it, but lives tend to do better if there's more than one person involved. And so, even if you had your cat or your dog sit next to you while you're painting, the viewership would probably go up in interaction. And I don't know, it's just how it is.
Nice. And Michelle is saying, Donna, yay, we need to do something. So you guys need to connect. I love it. Oh, goodness, this has been so good so far. Any other questions, you guys?
There's a couple here. So someone had asked about the handout, and I think they said they didn't have time to download a handout. I'm not sure what that is. There's a text overlay link, facebook.com/ads/tools/.
Oh yeah, that was the one where you test to see if it can if Facebook will let you run an ad on it. I was looking for the other one I had out there was my handout for the show.
Okay.
Radio show guidelines. I'll put that link in here too. And that might
be what I told people. It's on Is it the speakers?
Barney.com. Yeah.
You go to Barney.com, you okay. can find everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not though. It's pretty new. So if here's okay. the link in here, radio show guest guidelines is here on the side. Okay. Yeah.
Because you have the connection today, everybody.
Oh, you know what though? If you go to my site, it is also right on that radio tab. It's right under the this week's speaker. You can download it there too.
Okay, cool. Love it. Okay, you guys. Do you feel like who is going to go for this? Come on, tell me what your Facebook Live concept is, and this is a perfect time to try this idea out with Marnie in the room. Come on, anybody going to go for it? Come on, I know you're going to do it. Jump in, tell me.
This one, you know, I have to tell you, it took me a long time to get the courage up to do Facebook Lives.
It's scary.
It is scary. And
so again, live.
Again, there you are. Your picture is just right there. And so, yeah, if, you know, just keep thinking about it, keep praying about it, keep watching them and learning from them. And at the right time, if it's something you're supposed to do, you will have the courage to do it. So what I like to talk about is courage and clarity. So in order for you to have the courage to do it, you have to have a very clear reason why.
Love it. Yeah.
As soon as you got that reason why, then you'll be able to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and I'm thinking about, okay, I did some lives back in the fall. And to be really honest, I let somebody discourage me was part of it because she was like doing these makeup videos and she started talking about her lighting and she said, you need better lighting. I was like, no joke. You know, even now I need better lighting. I get it. However, there's tricks to all of that. And honestly, I know this sounds like a cop-out, but I don't really have the time to sit and study makeup videos and get all the lighting things perfect. It's just not even the whole atmosphere. I'm not even the person that would even teach, try to make it perfect. That's just not even the culture I want to build is perfectionism. I'm trying to get rid of some of that. But it was kind of discouraging. So just throwing that out too, you know, that, you know, and the funny thing is like her, she's not making the videos either herself, which was kind of interesting to me, but the video lighting, all the equipment she's got is way out of my budget and where I would want to put my money at this season.
Not
so
who you are either.
It's well,
that's not who you are.
No.
So I think that's one thing is just getting comfortable with who you are. If you do feel like you need special lighting or something, I'll just show you my lighting. Here's my lighting right there.
I think it's the best.
It's just the outside light. But then the problem is that usually the background
screen, and this is just a fold-up screen that sits right beside my desk. And so if you need to have
good, then just find a window you can sit in front of and put something behind you and then you're ready to go. My daughter, the first time she did a video, it took her, she spent 4 hours before she found one place in our house that she felt like she could do it. And hers needed to be more polished for what she was doing. And she said afterwards, she said, I cannot believe how difficult this is. So you're not imagining it. It's very, very hard to come up with the perfect setting for a video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a backup screen, but right now I don't love my desk in there.
Yeah.
I'm still, that's one
that's
of my
another thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You have to be comfortable where you are. You have to be comfortable. You have to be able to see your notes. You know, in case you need to look at something, or like I'll oftentimes be being interviewed about a book, I need to have my book handy. You know, like on this one, I needed to be able to take you to different places on my screen. So I couldn't just sit in front of a camera. I mean, there's all kinds of things to consider and it is harder than it seems, but yet it's more doable than it's ever been.
Oh, I love it. That's so good. Yes, yes, yes. Anybody inspired? Okay. Hey, anybody want to jump in and share? What are you going to go for? I know some of you are working on this.
I think one of the things that I find the most challenging is, you know, when I'm around my friends, I get so excited and animated about the things I want to share with the Lord. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm speaking it, I'm like, man, I wish there was a you know, I was in a live right now to capture like this moment of excitement. Yeah. And, but it's so much easier. And I think, as you were mentioning, to do it with another person, I think that's one of the things that's so critical is you're feeding off of each other and mm-hmm. to see that like the spirit just pinging back and forth between people, is so critical in that continuity of being able to speak. And, you know, as much as I want to pour encouragement into anyone who's listening and share testimony and all of that, I think that's where like my voice gets caught is I just, you know, when I get in front of it, it's mm-hmm. like, all right, how do I begin organically so that it doesn't feel contrived or it doesn't feel like I'm speaking at somebody. Mm-hmm. And it really is speaking encouragement over the people that are listening.
Mm, that's good.
So I think it sounds like for you, Michelle, you know, the conversational ones would be fantastic. And what's beautiful about live video is you can be in your house, she can be in her house or whatever, and you can actually see each other. Like compared to radio, it's pretty yeah. handy because you're not always talking over each other because you can kind of see body language and that kind of thing a little bit better. And to feed off each other, that's true. And I just believe, I always say God loves body life. He loves it when we do stuff together. And I'm very much of a loner. I'm fine to be alone. And so it takes effort to do things with other people, but he loves that. And it seems like he blesses that a lot. So what you're experiencing there is true. And then as far as starting it off, I mean, I start all of mine off the same way. I start all of my off like, hi. I mean, it's me. It just works for me. So I think it's the same way as a speaker. I would say the first thing out of a speaker's mouth when she gets out in front of an audience has to be something that's incredibly comfortable to her. It shouldn't be a new joke or a new dress she's never worn or whatever. It should just be very comfortable to her because that's going to launch it in the way that it's going to continue throughout. Something that's very authentic and enjoyable for the viewer and enjoyable for the person who's doing the talking.
Mm. Well, and I think too, like I'm more comfortable if I'm teaching somebody else's work or if teaching is my launch. But if they're my own words or my own testimony, it's very hard for me to get in that same groove. It feels like it just gets caught right here. Mm. I can write, you know, writing is, I love to write, and I feel like so many of the topics that I write about could be a launch into a live. But when it comes to sharing my work, it's a whole other different story than when I'm teaching.
Can I just say that it may just be lack of experience, and as you do it, you'll get better at it. And it may also be God just saying, this isn't how I want you to do it right now.
Yeah.
So just be okay. Be okay. If it's something that you're supposed to pursue, you just won't be able to stop thinking about it. You'll just keep trying and you'll figure out a way. But if it's not, it's okay. It isn't. I mean, I've written 13 books, but I'm not really a writer. For me to write, that's harder for me. I'm a talker. I like to speak. I like to do the radio. I like to do the interviews. So everybody has their own thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to throw out one other thought, Michelle. And I've got a session that's going to be at the conference on getting to know and define and help me with my words, girlies, your ideal client or your ideal customer. I think that when you get that picture and you really, I've spent some time this past year, that's probably been one of my biggest things I've sought God on is saying, okay, who are my people? Who is this? Because I mean, part of my hesitancy with podcasting, I can teach all day long. You guys know how many hours I've spent recording, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. I have no idea how many audios I've ever taught. I have no idea. But I don't mind it, but I have to know my voice. And I know my voice, but I don't know my voice unless I know who I'm speaking to. Does that make sense? So, I mean, like, you know, oh, yeah. I have to really zone in and say, who's my person today? Because things have shifted for me the past 7 years. And where I am today is not at all, it is, but it isn't where I was years ago. there are some things that I don't plan to bring into my future. It's just like my relationship with my fiance. There's some of the things from my past that I'm not bringing into the marriage. Also, we're not going to just stay at engaged or at married, just married. You know, we are moving in vision, and I've had to be very clear. Are we moving? Is this where we are going together? You know, to know that we now have our language together. That's something that we've developed in our relationship. I don't know if I'm articulating that well, but here's where I am, like with business or ministry. I believe that, you know, I've done this for 35 plus years, and you know, my voice in ministry has shifted a little bit. My message hasn't. And even my audience, we've all grown up together. We've all shifted in life together. Just like I turned into being an empty nester, and I'm not quite ready to say older, but I am. As I shifted that, I had to say, okay, who am I today? Because when I began speaking and teaching, I was very young, and seriously, the biggest thing I had to overcome was my inexperience and my youth, and would people take me seriously? Now, am I still relevant? Is one of my biggest questions, and I believe I am. But then I had to say, okay, this is all solved when I know who I am, when I know my message, when I know what God is wanting me to do in this season.
Right.
And I then journey with people. That's why I said, my big thing is who's with me. But let me just say this, when I'm looking here, I love this format, by the way. You guys will see a lot more of Cindy, even though Felice knows I don't like being on video. I grapple with this. However, I see myself doing this mainly because I love the beauty of seeing your faces. I love hearing your voices, seeing your faces here in the room. It's where I'm going to probably be for until God changes this again. For years, I was in some different spaces. I loved our little conference room we had so many years ago. And then when we switched to Blog Talk Radio, I loved that too, because we were reaching into the darkness a lot, you know, with a lot of us were still together that chatted. We were really private, and it was really like, ooh, these are my sweethearts in my conference room. But when we went to Blog Talk Radio, some things shifted because we had a lot, we were out there definitely broadcasting in the darkness. And now I just love that we can invite, and I see Facebook as inviting, or even the different conferences that I'm planning as inviting. But there's something about it. When I had to look at, okay, who am I? What do I want? What are my values? I had to say, one of my number one values is community. It is relationship. I don't want Cindy being the only one talking. That's why I'm just going, hey, y'all jump in, you know, because that helps me know, hey, she is in the right space. Not that you're here to feed my ego. That's not what I'm saying here. But that relationship thing is not just what you need to speak. Like, it sounds like you want to speak to, you really find yourself just doing it naturally with your friends that you're close to. And you know, hey, they're deep spiritually. Just to find them. They're deep spiritually. They love the Lord. They get it when I say this. The biggest thing I would say is not assuming that anybody who follows you is going to be any different. Mm-hmm. If you can get that face of that person, when I was planning my coaching program, which is about to launch, I had to think of a few of my dearest friends. I know they messaged me and they said, have you got that coaching program set yet? Are you ready to roll yet? And honestly, that's the face I've seen as I've developed it. That's the cry I've heard as I've been developing it. And the format is all about that. It's all about making sure we have a nice, safe atmosphere where they can grow in their marriages, in their businesses, in their ministries. I have to see that. You know, even I recorded something a few months ago, and I recorded it for a different audience I didn't know. And seriously, I feel like I'm going to have to re-record it because I know I should have talked to me, to myself, you know, to my people, you know what I mean? To the person who is like me. But there was something about me stepping in there, not really knowing their people, that made it very uncomfortable. One of the reasons that I felt like this was a good idea this month before the conference was because I felt like the relationships we have walking into the conference, we're going to get so much more out of it. And when you come back out of it and you continue things like with Felice or continue things with Marnie or continue things with me or other speakers that are there or even each other, you're going to find, I think, that you're going to get added benefit to the conference that, I mean, it will make so much sense to you. There will be things that you take from it that you go, oh, you know, I had to come here to get this. and then there's going to be things that you bring that are just, you wouldn't have had it if you hadn't had the prep time, you know, sitting before the Heavenly Father and listening to him. So anyway, I'm sorry I took over the mic there for a moment when it's a day I'm wanting to really share it with Marnie. But just to say that, you know, if that helps you to really think, okay, this is the person I'm talking to. You know, this is who they are. I think it will invigorate you because you have got a passion that is just simply amazing. I think you've got some really good stuff. I've been reading your things. You probably watched me go, whoa, this is good stuff. And I'm taking notes from Facebook group. Hello? And I'm thinking, God, you have raised her up for such a time as this. And so I think that's how other people are going to hear you when you're on their live. They're going to be like me.
That is a blessing. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You're awesome. I'm so excited. Okay. Any other questions?
I want to jump in here and say that I don't think any of us like us on video.
I know.
That's one. All right, Marnie.
I don't know anybody who just gets super excited about seeing herself on video. Not one person.
So I think we can dispel that. And then I think it has to be something too, just to sum up, and then Marnie, I'll let you have some last words. I know it has to be something that you want to do, because I have some wonderful people that come alongside me and help me with my work. And for years, they were nagging me to do Facebook Live because they're like, you have so much to share and blah, blah, blah. And like they would, when they heard me on yours, Marnie, I mean, it was like that just upped the level of pressure on me. You did it with Marnie. I go, all I'm going to do was waltz in.
Yeah.
I wasn't having to set this up and get it all. And for a season, I stopped interviewing because for podcasting, for me, it was a little bit different. When I stopped interviewing and just, I'm doing some more interviews, but they're very select. My numbers shot way up because it's that whole thing you were saying at the very beginning. We have to get over ourselves and we're supposed to be humble and have humility. And it's not supposed to be about us, but people wanted to hear what I had to say. And so when I kept pushing it to the other person, the other person, the other person, because you want them to get value from the interview, then I was finding that I could share a little bit, but not as much. So my focus on several of my podcasts was just having me do a topic. But having said that, I think, like you said, unless I'm really passionate about having to get something out there and do the live event, I probably would only do it with interviews. And then we'll just go from there. But that is on my list of things to do, but probably not until September because I need to give myself, I can breathe in the middle of June because I'm having a retreat here in this town in June. But after that, I can breathe and I don't really have anything on my list but I'm giving myself a break till September. So probably August, September we'll launch that. So for me, I have to give myself a date and I have to have a purpose or I can't do it. So Marnie, I'm going to let you sum up and you know, your parting words and whatever. And then remember these will be on the website. So.
Yeah, so I think back to, you know, the uniqueness of you, your thumbprint, and you are the only you. It's really important for you to spend time in that mission and vision work where you're alone with God and you're really hammering out, what does he have you here for? Why are you here? what is your purpose, your mission right now? And this can change and flex as time goes by. But right now, what does he have next for you? And just like Felice was saying, for her, the radio show did better when she went back. Her podcast did better when she went back to a solo podcast. My podcast does better when I have guests on. It's so individual. And if you just look at somebody else and say, well, that's working for them, you just have to go with God and say, what will work for me? What is it that you want me to do? And that's all you need to do. So Facebook Live, now you have another tool in your tool belt, but it doesn't mean that you should use it all the time. It's like using a hammer on everything. It's maybe not for now. It's maybe for later. It's maybe for a certain thing. Like maybe you're going to have a series of interviews on a certain topic at a certain time that would work well for, but then not again for a while. It's just very flexible. It's just a tool. And so I'm excited that you know more about it. And I pray that you will be able to use it when it makes sense to you and feel zero guilt or pressure to use it anytime that it doesn't make sense for you, because it's just another tool. And we can become so overwhelmed with all the wonderful opportunities that there are for us. But all we need is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, just that flashlight that shows us the next step. And if we're walking with Jesus on that, that's where our joy is going to be. That's where our peace is going to be. And that's actually where we're going to receive the most blessing and favor in the Lord, not trying to tackle everything that everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anybody else going, wow, that is so good. Thank you, Marnie. I'm so excited to be seeing you in about a week and a half.
Yeah. So who is going to the conference? Is anybody that's watching? I know Cindy, of course, and Felice, but you guys that are here, how many of you are going? Do you know if any of you are going yet?
A couple that are off now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm excited to hug some necks. Are you going, Michelle? Yay. I'm excited to hug some real necks. It's fun to meet online, and it is, you know, as long as you're being authentic online, once you meet in person, it just is wonderful. It's like you've known each other forever, because you really have. And it just goes on from there. But there's something special about getting to meet each other face to face as well in person. Oh, I'm so excited.
I was freaking out a little bit this morning when I realized it was next week. Did I tell you I'm hosting a homeopathy class Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in my home? No, nothing's going on. I'm going to be having a computer in the back and just be working on some stuff.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to be having a little nervous breakdown in the back, but
no, I don't have time. I always said,
we got time for that.
All these children. I always said, I'm going to have my nerve. I'm going to realize I'm old when I'm 70 and everybody's out of the house. And really, then I'm going to realize, oh my gosh, here's my midlife crisis. It's kind of passed me by at this point. And so, you know, God's good all the time, right? All the time. God is good.
Yes, he's so good. Well, you guys, don't forget that next week is the conference. If you're coming, hey, get ready. We're going to have an amazing weekend. If you are not able to come, they are videoing, they are audioing. Stand by to be able to grab those sets. They're going to be worth it. Also, you have a chance. Our top finisher for this challenge, our January Jumpstart 2020 challenge, will be a person who wins a year membership to Stepping Up to the Call group coaching and wins the audio set. So, hey, crush it. and then also somebody wrote me and said, hey, can I finish? Do I have a chance of doing this? Should I even do this? I'm like, of course you should. I don't care if you've got a week. You can do something that challenges and stretches yourself. There is a lot in there. And then also, it's the momentum. I truly believe that when we get momentum, we can accomplish great things. It's taking those steps. It's kind of like, for me, the way that I can actually get outside and go take a long walk, it starts with lacing up my shoes. Once I do that, I have no excuse, and I actually tend to do it, you know, but it's doing that to take that next step. And so here you can be a finisher with 50 points and one challenge being completed. And there are some of those that you could crush it and do this week. Trust me, I'm going to be doing a few myself this week. Then also, you know, 150 points or more, and you finish one challenge, You also get to enjoy some of our upcoming coaching sessions, or I'm sorry, you can have a coaching session. And you also still get the other goodies there, but finish one challenge and be one of the top five. And there are some people vying for this. You get all of those things, and you also get to have access to an online event of your choice with us. We've got some good stuff coming. I have truly been using this challenge to plan all of my stuff, and I know Felisa's got some great stuff coming up as well. Remember, this week you can earn 10 points for every triad that you're part of. Don't miss this opportunity to be a part of a triad. We can connect with everybody over on our group. You can also connect behind the scenes. If you are needing someone to be in your triad, let us know if you want us in there. You know, whatever you're not, this is mainly so you can be able to really enjoy the wisdom of others that I think that they can help you to be, to reach for your goals. Okay, you guys, this video will be on our page. And of course we will see everybody at Stepping Up to the Call. Do we have to triad within the group? That's a good question. I guess as long as it's with another person that is in the group, and maybe if you brought somebody else in, that could be a benefit to you guys. You know, they may not really know what you're doing, but you can explain it to them. But yeah, go for it.
Share the next one is with Kelly on Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yes. You guys do not want to miss that. Thank you, Felice. I'm such a bad friend to all my friends. But yes, Kelly is going to be teaching on trust yourself profoundly. You guys, I just want to tell you, Kelly has we have been on journey for a long time, and she's been my coach at several significant parts of my personal journey in business. And like even one of my greatest blessings is I got to have lunch with her. She was in Nashville just the other day, and I was able to have lunch with her on her birthday. To me, that was one of the greatest honors. And you guys, Kelly is one that you'll want to come. You'll want to bring some friends. And please do share it, you know, because I believe she's got some good stuff. This is fresh on her heart this week. I love it when it's like that. And so definitely don't miss it. Just pour yourself a big cup of coffee if you need to stay up later, and or you know, whatever, meet us in your PJs. I'll probably have mine. don't miss that Thursday. It'll be 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or whatever time we all are on. And so I think, is that it?
That's it. All right.
That is it. That'd be all, folks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marnie.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.